behind me, Coach Mike Pettine addressing the media following day four of Cleveland Browns training camp. And it was a day where the defense was dominant. I'm pretty sure he's happy over there, so let's take a listen.
Well, we challenged the guys last night in the meeting, again in the meetings this morning, that I think that there's a tendency at times to the day before the practice before a day off has a tendency to not be very good. So we challenged them to come out and compete. We were going to build some competitive things into practice as we did at the end, and I thought our guys responded. They were kept on that through individual guys seemed to be focused, and then I thought the teamwork was sharp as well. It was a competitive period where the offense had to gain 20 yards, and that was best out of five. So the defense won three out of the first four. Then we'll have the reward is we have orange practice jerseys that the defense will wear on Thursday. And then when we'll go back and forth, hopefully the jerseys will I know the D won't want to give them up, but I have a feeling that they'll hopefully bounce back and forth. It was something we had done in New York. We went with black, and then I was going to go with black here, and I decided when guys sweat heavy and brown, they turn black. So that I don't think anybody would have noticed. So it was something we had experimented with there, and it was an idea that I liked. I wanted to bring here. First and foremost, I mean, we're going to get them down close to the ball, either right over the center or shaded either way, and let him do what he does best, which was control blockers and get off blocks and make plays. I mean, he's as good as I've had in this system as far as defending his technique in defending the run. I mean, hopefully it's a step forward from last year. I know that the tight end in the past has been a big part of Kyle's offense, and we're excited to see that play out. He's been extremely coachable. I mean, he was one of our hardest working guys in the spring. Worked very hard. He's on the jugs machine a lot. He's constantly with Coach Angelico after practice, trying to get some extra help. So he's a guy that's committed to taking another step to being an elite tight end. But I reminded him in the meetings, we're going to do those competitions at the end, and this could have been a day where the offense dominated all day, and then the defense won at the end when it counted. So we want to train our guys that, hey, it doesn't matter what goes on over the course of a game. We got to make sure that we can finish, whether it's in practice, finishing a drill at the end, when we start doing our 2-minute stuff, our red zone stuff. I think that's important to realize. If I'm with a group who's played well throughout the game, it still comes down to playing well at the end in virtually every NFL game. You look at the statistics in the league, it is what's the biggest indicator of wins and losses. It's the turnover ratio. And we want to be one of those teams that takes the ball away and doesn't allow teams to take it away from us. And I think it's frustrating it is for our running backs. I think it's great practice for them to constantly have guys pulling and hacking at it. And it's good for our guys defensively to just it's a habit like anything else. You practice it, it'll carry over to Sunday. No, we feel very good with where we are. True is a veteran guy that knows the system very well. I think he has elite short area quickness. He's an excellent special teamer. It was one of the reasons that we jumped at the chance to bring him here. Buster at some point will look to move inside and take some reps there. And then we have some depth there. Kaywan Williams is another guy that could give us. Aaron Berry has some nickel stuff in his background. We feel really good about the depth at that spot.